This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. It's exciting to see the rising tide of business startups in America, many of them by young people from rural communities. Innovative rural Americans are starting everything from ag technology businesses to companies that make food and other products right on the farm. It's even more exciting to think of what these new businesses might do for struggling rural economies if they can catch fire and grow. The American Farm Bureau is helping rural entrepreneurs develop business ideas related to food and agriculture. Our Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge gives these entrepreneurs a chance to showcase their innovations and pitch their ideas to multi-million dollar investors. They access information about how to tap into venture capital, market their businesses, and take their innovations to the next level. The challenge participants compete for up to $145,000 in startup funds. And while the money certainly is a big part of the challenge, participants tell us they also value the mentorship from entrepreneurship experts and the camaraderie with other rural entrepreneurs. It can seem mighty lonely out there if you have a great business idea but don't know who to talk to about tapping into business networks, training, and other resources. The challenge helps rural entrepreneurs jump over those hurdles. Do you know someone in rural America who is starting an agriculture or food business? Do you have a way to get information out to rural entrepreneurs about the Rural Entrepreneurship Challenge? I hope you will help us spread the word. The more rural entrepreneurs we can help, the better. This year's challenge started on May 1st, and applications are due by June 30th. Visit www.strongruralamerica.com/challenge for more information. Rural America has always been a place of self-reliance and self-starters. Through our Rural Entrepreneurship Initiative, we're putting that spirit of self-reliance to work to help rebuild our rural communities. AFBF President Zippy Duval recently lauded the recent establishment of an Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Duval said Secretary Perdue's action to create an Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs is good news for farmers and ranchers and assures that exports will receive daily attention at the USDA. We know that there are other important changes coming to the department as part of a larger reorganization effort. We look forward to receiving and reviewing details of that plan, as well as the effect it will have on America's farmers, ranchers, and farm communities. The Agriculture Department's May 10th World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates provided the third round of corn and soybean balance sheet estimates for the 2017-18 marketing year. Corn yields are projected at 170.7 bushels per acre, down 3.9 bushels from last year's record high of 174.6 bushels per acre, but 3.9 bushels above a linear trend yield. Total production, based on USDA's March 31 Prospective Plantings Report, is projected at 14.1 billion bushels, down 7%. Corn consumption is also projected to be lower in 2017-18 at 14.3 billion bushels, down 2.4%. Soybean yields are projected at 48 bushels per acre, down 4.1 bushels from last year's record of 52.1 bushels per acre and 2.1 bushels above a linear trend yield. Despite projected plantings of 89.5 million acres, total production is forecast at 4.255 billion bushels, down 52 million bushels from last year's record crop. Consumption of soybeans is expected to climb by 142 million bushels to a record 4.2 billion bushels. A Politico article on House Republicans' recent tax proposal quoted Pat Wolf, AFBF's tax specialist. Politico noted the proposal to lessen the corporate tax rate is riling a host of industries that say they have little choice but to rely on borrowed money and fear that they will face big tax increases. Agriculture is among these industries. Wolf told Politico, farming and ranching is almost completely financed with borrowed money. There aren't stock options or venture capital or other ways for us to raise money so we rely on almost entirely on loans from banks, life insurance companies, and from USDA programs, so anything that makes capital more expensive adds to the cost of business. She also noted that even with lower proposed tax rates in place, farmers and ranchers could see a tax increase. Trade in apples between North American Free Trade Agreement partners has increased significantly since implementation. U.S. apple exports to Canada and Mexico have grown from slightly less than 200,000 metric tons in 1993 to about 350,000 metric tons in 2016. U.S. apple export dependence on NAFTA partners has also grown from 37% to 46%. In 2016, 60% of NAFTA exports went to Mexico and 40% to Canada. The U.S. produces enough apples for domestic consumption, so why bother trading apples across borders? The answer lies in seasonality, varieties, and consumer preference. A Washington Post Wonk blog article explored reactions to President Donald Trump's release last month of a one-page blueprint for overhauling the federal tax code. Administration officials lauded the changes as the start of a simpler tax system, one with lower rates for everyone, but also with far fewer of the deductions, loopholes, and carve-outs that make the current code so complicated, noted the Post. However, a plethora of industry groups, including agriculture, are turning to Congress for help defending current tax breaks. Pat Wolf, AFBF's tax specialist, told the Post that a loose-knit group known as the Tax Aggies strategized and ultimately decided to draft a handful of letters outlining various priorities for members to use. With increased numbers of vehicles and drivers, we need to know how to safely travel our nation's highways. Ask yourself the following. Do you effectively utilize your vehicle's safety equipment, such as lap and shoulder belts, head restraints, and the airbag system? How do you recognize and deal with impaired, distracted, or negligent drivers? What are the driving principles that can save your life? Have you ever wondered how you could deal with driving conditions, weather, road, traffic, etc., over which you have absolutely no control? With an aging population, how can older drivers adapt to our current and future highway environment? Are you interested in saving on travel expenses such as fuel, vehicle maintenance, and insurance costs? If you've ever considered any of these questions as a driver, then find the answers to these and many more traffic issues by enrolling in the Defensive Driving Course that is being offered on June 7 and 8 from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at the Macoupin County Farm Bureau office in Carlinville. The registration fee of $15 covers course material, instruction, and lunch both days. The Macoupin County Farm Bureau will be sponsoring the presentation. The course is open to any person 55 years of age and older who are Farm Bureau members. An examination is not required to complete the course or receive certification. This program was developed by the National Safety Council and is internationally recognized for its significant contribution to our nation's traffic safety effort. The course is very informative, entertaining, and current, with the present program recently being updated to reflect today's driving standards and environment. The instructor will be Doug Sommer, Beacon, Illinois, who was a safety educator with Country Insurance and Financial Services for over 30 years. After his retirement from the insurance company, Doug started his own safety business, Summer Safety Sessions, which offers safety programs, seminars, and the Defensive Driving Course. To register, please call the Macoupin County Farm Bureau at 217-854-2571 by June 2nd. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day, and God bless America.